Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Mornings with the Montagues. Today's devotional is titled The Way We Fight. And I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret. Marcelli and I fight sometimes. Believe it or not. We do. We fight sometimes. Even before we started recording today, Marcelli spilled some tititay on the floor and we had to stop the recording and edit, clean everything up. And so we had to record take two here. So we didn't fight during that. So this is a great thing, but it happens. It happens from time to time. And so today's devotional, it's not actually talking about us fighting as a couple. It's actually talking about us fighting against the enemy, the way we fight. And so, gotcha.
I like it.
So our verses today are Numbers 13, 1 and 26 through 33. Our main verses today, Numbers 13, 31 and 32. But the men who had gone up with him said, "We can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are." And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. And so basically, if you don't know this story, this is a famous story where they went into the land and they're like, wow, it is full of milk and honey, but there's people there and they're like giants and we're like little grasshoppers and there's no way we can fight against these people. And so this is the situation. Keep that in mind as we read our devotional today. The Israelites had a good reason to be afraid. The land they were moving toward was home to a hostile people who might destroy them. As word spread of the danger that lay ahead, the Israelites lost their faith in God's promise to bring them into the land of milk and honey. Even though God had carried them safely up to that point, the dangerous reality of fighting people stronger than they were pushed their faith aside and replaced it with doubt. So when we're fighting against the enemy, against the darkness, all of these things coming against us every single day, but God is for us. God is for us. He's gotten us to this point, right? Most of us can relate to the Israelites. We know how it feels to struggle with feelings of fear and doubt, especially if we're confronting problems that appear bigger than we can handle. It's so easy. I'm going to stop again. It's so easy to look at the problem dead in the face and it's a mountain. It's a huge thing I can never overcome. But if you zoom out and you see how big our God is, the mountain seems pretty small. Right? Mm-hmm. I was listening to an episode this week of a podcast and they were talking about you need to tell your giants how big your God is. Yeah. Right? So it's just as that. We also know how tempting it is to turn our fears into negativity and grumbling in an effort to avoid the thing we fear. Yet as normal as it is to see the negative side of things, this can rob us from the ability to enjoy the good things that God has for us. Mm-hmm. One of the issues we deal with in our house is how to manage conflict. My husband grew up with parents who fought a lot. My parents rarely fought, or at least rarely fought in front of me. My husband and I approach conflicts somewhere in the middle of those two approaches. Yet, because of our experiences with our parents, I think we fight far too much, while my husband thinks we hardly fight at all. So we often find ourselves fighting about how much we fight. Isn't that funny? On our best days, we can resolve conflict fairly quickly, but there are times when I can't get past a disagreement. As I focus more and more on the problem, I start to see our whole marriage as a big mistake simply because we argue more than I think a happy couple should. I have never had that feeling. We do fight at times, we do have disagreements, but I've never been to so much to say this is a mistake, right? Our marriage is a mistake. I've never been to that point in the conversation, in my heart even. Never been there. Once the negativity sets in, it becomes the lens through which I view my husband in our entire life together. That paradigm, right? You're viewing your paradigm, your life through the lens of negativity. And we have to have a paradigm shift, a renewing of our mind to see things clearly, to see things God's way.
Fear, the enemy robs our joy.
That's the goal, right? That's his goal. We spilled some stuff in the beginning. We almost didn't record today, but here we are. Pushing through. Fear and doubt prevent me from seeing the great things about my spouse that attracted me to him in the first place. And negative thinking blocks me from appreciating the ways in which our marriage works well. Any couple can become caught in the trap of doubt. Like the Israelites, when we let our fears take over, we lose sight of the goodness that's all around us. We forget about God's promise to walk with us through life's ups and downs. Thankfully, we have a God who cares for us and loves us despite our sins and shortcomings, and one to whom we can turn to help us overcome our greatest fears. When we turn our negative thoughts over to God or negative feelings, through his word, he can guide us to a clearer view of our marriage. Very good devotional today. The way we fight against the enemy. Mm-hmm. I don't want to fight
not against each
with
other.
You. I want to fight with you against the enemy.
Yeah.
You know? Come on. So these questions today, What are some of the things we grumble about? What fears might be at the heart of those negative feelings?
I think one thing that couples do, and this happens in our house sometimes too, it's offenses.
Yes.
I don't get offended. Like if I get offended, I break for a few minutes, mm-hmm. you know, I can't keep moving and normally. I have to spend time with God to put myself together again because I feel broken. But it's easy for me to forgive Dallas mm-hmm. when you say something to that offends me. You never say something that offends me, but sometimes like
things I do.
Yeah, sometimes like I'm expecting something from you and you take a little longer than I would expect, mm-hmm. which is like normal. Any normal person. Sometimes I expect too much, you know, but like too quick. So when I feel a little offended, it's easy to forgive.
For me, in the beginning of our marriage, it was very easy to forgive.
And it's easy for me to recognize when I did something wrong. So I mm-hmm. ask for sorry very quick. And for Dallas, that's a little
now. I don't know what happened. Fast. I don't know what happened because when I was working in the ministry in the U.S., I was working with men who would do bad things all day, you know, and I had to just, they would say things to me. They would.
Maybe because just, I'm closer.
Maybe I let you in deeper to my heart, you know.
Maybe
because now it is harder to forgive in the moment for me right now.
But for everyone or
no,
just for me?
For you. For you.
I don't know.
Maybe because I gave you, like my heart is an onion and I let you into the inside of my onion.
I think I'm too important for you.
My dad always said that, yeah, you are. I value you. I allow you to shape me as my wife.
Yeah, and everything right? I say, it does shake you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it shakes you.
And
it moves
one of my love languages are what?
Affirmation.
Words of affirmation.
Yes, words of affirmation.
And so, yeah, I guess I take that very seriously, yeah. right? And but it's not okay for me to be offended all the time, right?
But this is so not only with us.
Right.
There's so many couples that they're sometimes much more time of marriage that we have that they are living in a stage kind of complicated mm-hmm. and sometimes not even talking to each other. And I can't imagine a life like that.
Yeah.
And if we're, it's night and Dallas is a little offended or I am, I have to ask what is going on. I have to say sorry. We can't sleep like that.
Yeah. My grandparents always told me, I was like, you guys been married for a long time. What's your advice? And they said, mm-hmm. never go to bed angry.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing advice.
Yeah.
That's amazing advice. And so thank you, Grandma, for giving me that. Because that's a good thing. Never go to bed. Actually, it was my grandpa. Thank you, Grandpa.
I always carried this thought with me.
Never
too.
Go to bed angry. That's
I
such
can't
a.
Sleep
and the Bible says, the verse you were talking about, never let the sun go down on your anger, something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry. Yeah, something like
that. You can put that verse.
I will. I'm going to put that verse. Good. So that's question number one. And what fears might be at the heart of those negative feelings? Fears of rejecting, fears of, you know, affirmation. I need the affirmation from mm-hmm. you, right? You're my wife. I give you
the
space
too.
In my heart to
for
affirm me,
too. Me I need
that I don't
too.
Give other people, you know?
And sometimes these fears, they're for more external things.
Yeah.
But it depends a lot on trusting God mm-hmm. also. Because it could be about moving to some new place and the fears that could come with it. So you have to put your trust in God, in the Lord. And then the fear goes away. But that could take the peace from someone mm-hmm. and away, right? And it's really bad.
Question two, what are ways in which fears about the future hold us back in our marriage? What are some of those fears?
For us in a specific, I don't think we have any fear holding us back, but we have like little fears and we are planning and praying about Elijah's school, homeschooling, this type of stuff, and certain future things that we have ahead here and in the South or, some things.
Well, I mean, the fear of the unknown, it exists, right? But right now, the future is a dream for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dream. I'm excited to go. I'm excited to get there. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for what God has for the next season. So it's not, for me, it's not a fear of the future. Oh no, what's going to happen? Like, I totally trust God that this is going to be awesome and he's preparing everything.
Yeah, we don't know about what God made in this season here. Maybe we'll have another baby. Maybe we'll work in some extra projects.
That'd be awesome.
You know?
God is putting projects in our heart.
Yeah.
Even projects. As we're here, yeah. Right? I want to say one thing because we have, I mean, it's September when this video is coming out. We submitted Marcelli's visa or immigrant visa for the American government last September, 1 year, and the lawyer said 12 to 18 months. So we're consistently waiting. Mm-hmm. And we moved to the South because the documents online said 9 months until we could go. So we prepared everything. We moved to the South, three mm-hmm. states away.
We wanted to be close
to her family. We paid a moving truck to literally move everything that we owned three states over. So we could give our thanks to her family when we left for America. And we're still waiting. But I wanted to say all that to say this, that God has been providing even for that promise, even the promise that we don't see any clarity right now. We don't have any expectation of when it's going to be. God has been preparing for months. Mm-hmm. God has been preparing our hearts. He's been preparing our finances. He's been putting things in place to go. And I'm so, God is faithful. God is so faithful. And so the way we fight, I mean, this goes exactly back to it. There's so many things ahead of us. The fear of the unknown, the promised mm-hmm. land is ahead. Oh, but God, how are you going to do this? How are you going to do this? Mm-hmm. We were talking about it in the car today. God is our provider.
Yeah. At the same time, I have so much peace.
Yes.
So much peace because when I not just about the later future or a year future, even thinking about when Jesus is going to come back, like the end of the world mm-hmm. or everything, something that we were talking earlier was about the end of the world. And some people could be worried about this, like family members or some friends, some students, some people. We talk about it with plenty of people and everybody has their thoughts. And then I was thinking like, but Jesus is our hope.
Yeah.
Nothing. The world is going to end in fire, you know. It's going to burn everything. It's going to come a new land, a new earth. I don't know if it's a new earth, but new Jerusalem, right?
New earth.
And the Lord is going to make everything new. And that's our hope. Yeah. We're going to be with our bridegroom, with Jesus. So for me, I think this is the hope that every believer should carry, is the hope that he is taking care of us now in our close near future and our next day tomorrow. And doesn't matter what is going to be or look like, he's with us. And there's so much hope in him. And when I think about what he's going to do in the future for us, like here, I feel like he has so much purpose. Mm-hmm. And when we move, he's taking care of everything. We're not going to be in lack. I feel like God is preparing. God is taking care. And I feel hope. I just feel mm-hmm. hope. I try to look at him like, and I feel hope.
I want to point out that Marcelli was saying that we've had, that God is using us. He's made purpose out of our situations, mm-hmm. all situations. And we've had situations and seasons where we were not being used to the capacity that we could have been mm-hmm. because we were not allowing ourselves to be available to the amount that God wanted to
and
use us in that season.
Carrying this type of, this fears, carrying mm-hmm. The image that I had about myself that was not, I was not understanding who I was in Jesus. Wow. So all these things that we let the enemy throw at our faces and make it heavy on us. Yeah. It does affect the power of Christ that is going to be moving through our lives.
And look at the Israelites. They didn't want to go to the promised land because of the fear of the men that were bigger than them.
God
was on their side.
Like God. He can send tons of angels, you know?
So don't let the enemy steal your promise through mm-hmm. fear. Don't let the enemy show you all the things that you can't do, that it's impossible mm-hmm. because you have God on your side. And if you are being faithful, he opens doors that no one can open. Yeah. He shuts doors that no one can close.
For example, there was a day that it looks like it's going to rain, but we still want to go out and go to the beach. Mm-hmm. But some relatives or some friends said, oh no, it's going to rain. Why are you guys going? Mm-hmm. And our plan
is cloudy.
It's cloudy. Yeah. And we still want to go. And then we get there. It does rain or it doesn't rain, but we wanted to go, we wanted to enjoy, and we go and we enjoy that time. And it was just what we wanted, what we needed, the rest that we needed. But the enemy sometimes will throw these negative thoughts. sometimes it's people, but sometimes it's the enemy putting mm-hmm. fear into us. And this stops us from going because it's going to rain.
Mm-hmm. It's too hot. Don't go to the beach. It's too hot. Don't go to the beach. It's going to rain.
Like, get burnt.
When am I going to go? You know?
So this is a very simple example mm-hmm. of something that you could do, but could be something else. Like we're being called to do something for God, full of purpose, and the enemy is like, you're not capable, mm-hmm. or you don't have what it takes, or something. Putting in your mind, and this does not come from the Lord, because He'll give you everything. So fix your image with Jesus, mm-hmm. your identity. Yeah. Your identity with Jesus, and know what He is saying, what He wants for you. So in this season, even though not so easy, we are trying to do what it's our full potential, mm-hmm. potential, right? Mm-hmm. And the will of God, like recording for the devotionals. It's not perfect. We don't have all the wisdom, and things don't work the way we expect mm-hmm. sometimes. And we are not sometimes what we expected, but God still wants to use us the way we are with the imperfections that we have. So let the glory be for Him.
Yeah. And our third question here that we have already basically answered, but I'm going to read it for you guys. What would be the cost of addressing those fears? What would be the benefit? Is it worth the risk if it forges a deeper relationship between us? And I think, yes, absolutely. As we fight together against the enemy, it brings us closer. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about a teammate. You know, when you're playing a sport, your teammate, you become close with them because you fight with them. You work beside them. You train beside them. All of those things. And we're training together in the prayer room.
Yeah.
Reading the Bible together, praying together. We are preparing ourselves in our family. We're preparing our family, training mm-hmm. for the battle. And so I want to always be prepared. I want to always be ready. And we're not always ready. We're not always prepared, but I want to be. I want to be in a place where God can always call me and say, hey, mm-hmm. you, Dallas, I want to use you today. And mm-hmm. I'm going to say, okay, God, let's go. What is it? Oh, you want me to do this? I'm a little afraid, but let's do it, you know? Mm-hmm. Even if we do things with fear, you know, but don't let it to stop us. Don't let the mm-hmm. fear stop us. So that's what we have to rebuke the fear. Rebuke it. Marcelli preached an amazing message on last week about rebuking mm-hmm. the enemy. We have authority in Jesus.
Yeah.
Rebuke the enemy. Rebuke the lies. Rebuke those things that try to take away the promised land. So anything else?
No.
So that's our devotional today. I'm going to end us with a quick prayer. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for joining us. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time to be together with my wife and to do this devotional again today. Lord, everything wasn't perfect today. It was a crazy day today, but Lord, you were in the middle of it, and we give you all the glory, and we love you, Lord. We just commit ourselves to you. We surrender ourselves to you, Lord, our plans to you, our dreams to you, Lord. You have all of us. You have all of our plans, Lord, and we trust you for the future, Lord. Even though we don't know what the future will become or what it will look like, Lord, or what you have for us. We trust you, Lord, and we put our trust completely in you, Lord. We love you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.